Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Friday, the 29th of March. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by our title sponsor, everything Zaslow Show 2.0, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. We did it, everybody. We made it to Friday. The weekend is here. We're going to have a great time. You're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0 right now. We're going to get you your sports here on a Friday. Last night, I hope you caught an all-new bonus episode of my wrestling podcast. It's Still Real to Me. We covered The Rock making Cody bleed his own blood on Monday night. If you didn't catch us with the live stream, you could download, you could listen to It's Still Real to Me wherever you get Zaslow Show 2.0. I could list all the places that you get the podcast, but I'll be sitting here forever. So wherever you're listening to us right now, that's where you could also get It's Still Real to Me, and it's under the Zaslow Show 2.0 banner. So you're all set. I'd love it if you guys go back and you listen to that, or you can watch it on the YouTube channel, the replay, youtube.com/@Zaslow Show. We're only 8 days away from WrestleMania. So we are charged up. We are ready to go. And last night, I could tell you, was our most viewed live stream of It's Still Real to Me. That was super exciting. And so, like, the number just kept growing and growing and growing throughout the 50-plus minutes that we were live last night. So I really appreciate that. Keep telling all your friends. Tell your mother I say hello. Make sure you like, you rate, you comment, you do all that good stuff. And you're subscribed on the YouTube channel. And make sure you have the notification bell on so you know when we're doing, especially bonus live stream episodes like last night. Now, so much happening this weekend. The tournament, it returned last night, Sweet 16 style. And of course, Bet Online is your bracket headquarters, best bracket contest out there. Odds, lines, info on every game, every round, right up through the national championship next week. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or mobile devices. You can even track your bracket in real time all the way through. Head to BetOnline today. Get in on all the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE. That's B-L-E-A-V. And you get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. So, excuse me. Like I said, we're here. It's Friday. There's so much happening. And that means I'm going to tell you if it's a big game or not a big game. Don't you worry, Laprillo face. We're going to make sure you know everything that's going on. Also, there are some movies out there. We brought it back last week. We're going to have another edition of Big Movie or Not a Big Movie. You got to find a way. You got to find a pocket of time in between all the big games this weekend. That's why I tell you if it's a big game or not a big game. Because you got to find a way to spend some time with the family. You got to reconnect. You got to learn everybody's name again. And that's why I tell you if it's a big movie or not a big movie. So we got that on today. But you know what? Let's start out with a little bit of what happened last night. So, only two NBA games last night. And you had the Sweet 16 getting going yesterday also. As far as the Sweet 16, let's actually give you that. I was dead wrong about everything that took place at the Sweet 16 last night. Last night was a major night for the NCAA tournament. You had some great games, and you had, I guess, upsets, right? Because you had lower-seeded teams win. You had three lower seeds win. Clemson beats Arizona 77-72. Alabama knocks off number one UNC. UNC is the first number one seed to go down. Not that anybody cares, because guy who talks about his bracket being busted is just as annoying as guy who talks about his fantasy football bad beat. Nobody cares. I had UNC winning the whole thing. Whatever. Alabama beats them 89-87. Illinois, they get to the Elite Eight for the first time in like 19 years, something like that. They knock off Iowa State 72-69, and UConn, number one overall seed, looking like the number one overall seed. They beat San Diego State 82-52. So, big time action in the Sweet 16 last night. For the NBA, the Hawks again beat the Celtics 123-122. So, they played two straight games in 3 days in Atlanta. Hawks won them both. So, Hawks win last night behind 44 points from DeJounte Murray. Now, 44 points on 44 shots, it's not good. Like, that's not a good game. But he did hit the game winner. Like, right, like at the buzzer or right before the buzzer. So you give him obviously a lot of credit there. But 44 points on 44 shots is not a good game. Pelicans, they beat the Bucks 107-100. I believe Doc Rivers' record as head coach of the Bucks is 14-13. And the reason that I bring that up is because Adrian Griffin's record with the Bucks when he was fired, 30-13. So 30-13 for Adrian Griffin, 14-13 for Doc Rivers. You already know how I feel about this Bucks team. Don't trust them. Don't believe in them. You win a lot of regular season games when you have Giannis. You win a lot of regular season games when you have Damian Lillard. Postseason, different animal. Haven't seen anything to be impressed with the Milwaukee Bucks this season. Now, tonight, so that's all that happened last night. As far as tonight goes, tonight's a big NBA night. Listen to this slate. Lakers at Pacers. Clippers, you got the Lakers, who have been sitting in the number 9 spot for 12 months, it feels like. You got the Pacers trying to hold off the Heat, number 6 in the East. Clippers at Magic. 76ers at Cavaliers. The Cavs have now dropped to number 4 in the East. Suns at Thunder. Can the Suns stay out of the play-in? The Thunder, they're still trying to get number 1. Timberwolves at Nuggets. A battle for number 1 in the West. And Mavericks at Kings. So, there's a lot of big-time NBA action tonight. I mean, look at the Western Conference standings right now going into tonight's action. You have Denver a half game up on Minnesota and Oklahoma City. But all three teams are tied in the loss column with 22 losses. Like I said there, the Clippers, this is a big game for them tonight because they're only a half game up on number 5, New Orleans. Dallas, they're only a half game up on number 7, Phoenix. Phoenix is only a half game up on number 8, Sacramento. And the Warriors, sitting at number 10, are only a game up on the Houston Rockets to even qualify for the postseason play-in tournament. So there's a lot going on in the NBA tonight. I'm not going to tell you if it's a big game or not a big game. No spoilers, but it feels like there's some big games in the association tonight. We'll see. I'll let you know for sure coming up. And as far as the Heat go, yes, your favorite little basketball team is back in action tonight. They take on the dreadful Portland Trail Blazers. Obviously, that cockroach general manager, Joe Cronin. The Heat, they are, even in the loss column, with Indiana for number 6. The Heat sit at 7. They are a half game up on number 8, Philadelphia. We already know, if you're a Heat fan, you want 6 or 7. Now, if you're 7, you got to then win that play-in game to clinch 7. Should be able to do that at home, but again, you should have been able to do that at home last year against Atlanta, and you didn't. Number 6 would be good. A first-round date with the Knicks would be a lot of fun. So, the Heat tonight, is it a big game or not a big game? I'll tell you when we get there, all right? No spoilers. But that's what the Heat have going on here tonight. Now, before we get to the Heat, so that's a little bit of what happened last night, and also a little bit of a preview for what's coming up tonight. Now, we'll get back to the Heat in a second here. The NBA. So, the big talk around the league yesterday was Draymond Green. And we did a little reacting yesterday, like, so the talk was not just Draymond Green being ejected for acting a fool, and it feels like Draymond just didn't want to play that night because he knows he's standing there yelling at the referee. He's been thrown out of many games. He's gotten technical fouls a million times. He knows he's going to get thrown out for behaving this way. So it feels like he didn't want to play. And then you got Steph Curry's reaction, and is he mad at Draymond Green? And then you have stuff like the next morning, yesterday morning on Get Up, where former NBA player Jay Williams tells you on your television that he was receiving texts from high-up NBA execs, NBA officials, that are critical of Steph Curry and his leadership. I told you yesterday, I don't buy it. Like, I don't believe that anyone sees what happened with Draymond Green and says, you know what I gotta do? I gotta text Jay Williams and let him know I think Steph Curry's doing a poor job as a leader. I don't buy that. I told you that yesterday. So, moving forward here, those are the big conversations yesterday. Now, this morning, Seth Greenberg, former college coach, analyst, I guess doing a little bit of NBA. I don't think so, though, but he could speak as a college basketball analyst. He could speak on how to handle, as a coach, a guy like Draymond Green. Seth Greenberg, though, he was very critical this morning.
Wants about, he understands what he has to do. The problem is, he's like the boy cried wolf. I mean, like, to me, I don't only blame Draymond. I blame the organization. You can't continue to say, all right, I'm putting him right back in the game. All right, put him right back in the game. You talk about the dynasty of the Golden State Warriors. It's over. It's done. The culture creators in that locker room have to take ownership in what's going on. And you know what? This isn't Steve Kerr, although he's got it up. Don't play the dude. He's absolutely killing your culture, your identity, and basically everything that you built. Eventually, no means no. It's like when you're dealing with your kids. If no means yes, then you know what? You shouldn't have said no. So your actions as a coach, as an organization, have to be a whole lot stronger because you can't just say, hey, I know it's Draymond, we're disappointed. If I'm Steph Curry, hey, Steph Curry, that's your locker room. You're the culture creator for the Golden State Warriors. You've got to take a stronger stand. Steve Kerr's got to take a stronger stand. And you know what? So the way it is right now, the Golden State Warriors aren't going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. You're going to have to blow this thing up. So why not make a strong statement and say, you know what? We've got to move on. It might impact us in the playoffs this year. Who cares about it? We're not winning a national championship this year anyway. So make a strong statement about the culture of your organization.
All right, so that was Seth Greenberg, and that was this morning. So here's the thing, a few things there. Number one, as far as Steve Kerr sending a message, Steve Kerr's not willing to send any kind of message. Number one, this is Adam Silver's NBA. That's where we are now. Adam Silver's NBA is where the players run the league. The players are in charge. Nobody gets to tell the players what to do. The players get to behave as poorly as they want with no consequences or repercussions. I mean, we saw Draymond Green, after the Yusuf Nurkic incident, after the Rudy Gobert incident, he got to do magic therapy, and then he gets to come back. This is Adam Silver's NBA. No one is going to tell Draymond Green what to do. Especially not Steve Kerr, who's embarrassed himself several times already this season. Especially after the Rudy Gobert incident, when after the game he was talking about Draymond was defending Klay Thompson, and Rudy Gobert grabbed Klay Thompson by the throat, which was all bullshit. And then you had Steve Kerr after the Yusuf Nurkic incident. Like, that apparently was the tipping point for Steve Kerr. Not every other incident we've been seeing for years. Steve Kerr has embarrassed himself over and over with his handling or his non-handling of Draymond Green. So Steve Kerr is not going to do shit when it comes to Draymond Green. He is not in control of that situation. Now, as far as Steph Curry goes, okay, I don't agree with the Steph Curry criticism here. You know, where this is... Now, I like that Steph Curry is being criticized for his leadership because maybe that gets a point to Draymond Green. This is what you've done. Not only are you acting a fool and are people looking at you, but they're also, because of your actions, unfairly, mind you, they are looking at Steph Curry. That's your fault. So I like that part of it, but I do not agree with the criticism of Steph Curry, because you could say, Steph Curry, you have allowed him to behave this way. You're clearly not a good leader. I would say, why is it not the opposite? Why isn't it, if not, like, this guy is clearly a maniac. Clearly, there is no real way to control Draymond Green. So, why isn't the thought that, wow, Steph Curry's actually a pretty amazing leader, the fact that having this maniac in his locker room, he has still been able to forge through for four championships. Maybe if not for Steph Curry's leadership, they wouldn't have been able to win any championships. But because Steph Curry has been such a great leader and being able to keep Draymond Green, who is clearly a maniac, and you're not going to be able to control, but if not for Steph Curry's leadership, they wouldn't have won any championships. Because he's been such a good leader, he's been able to at least have Draymond Green behave at this level, and they've won four championships as a result. When, if not for his leadership, can you imagine how insane the behavior would be on a daily basis from Draymond Green? You know, it's like, I think it's very similar to Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you talk about Mike Tomlin's leadership and Mike Tomlin having control of that locker room, look at a guy like Antonio Brown. Now, things got a little bit nutty at the very end of Antonio Brown's tenure in Pittsburgh. And then once Antonio Brown left Pittsburgh, acted like a fucking crazy person. Mike Tomlin is clearly an incredible leader and has incredible control of that locker room. Because if not for Mike Tomlin, can you imagine how Antonio Brown would have behaved while with the Steelers? We see how he behaves when he's not with the Steelers, when he's not under Mike Tomlin's power and leadership. Draymond Green, if he wasn't playing for the Warriors right now, how do you think he would behave? Now, he is uncontrollable even with the Warriors, but with Steph Curry there, with Steph Curry's leadership, this is what you have. If not for Steph Curry's leadership, can you imagine how batshit Draymond Green would actually behave? I mean, it's bad right now, but it would be exponentially worse. So to be critical of Steph Curry's leadership for allowing Draymond to behave this way, I think it's the opposite. I think Draymond would be potentially so much worse if not for Steph Curry's leadership. So that part I don't agree with. And look, what Seth Greenberg is saying there as far as moving on from Draymond Green after this year, there's no moving on from Draymond Green. He's got, what, two or three more years left under contract? Draymond Green has no value. None. You're not going to get anyone of value for Draymond Green. No one. Because the only... Look, Draymond Green... Let me see what Draymond Green makes right now. Because obviously, if you're going to trade him, you got to match up the salaries. Draymond Green makes... makes about $26 million. So if you're going to trade for Draymond Green, if you're a good team and you're going to trade for Draymond Green, you're going to have to give up salaries worth up to $26 million or somewhere around that. So you're going to have to trade somewhat valuable players for Draymond Green. If you're a bad team, are you willing to bring Draymond Green in? I don't think so, because here's the thing. Draymond Green is only valuable on the Golden State Warriors. And I'm not sure he's even valuable to them anymore. Draymond Green fills a very specific role on a championship-level team. Now, they're not a championship-level team anymore, so I don't know that it works with the Warriors anymore. But when they are a championship-level team, when they were a championship-level team, he fills a very specific role. He's not that player anymore, and they're not a championship team anymore. If Draymond Green were to go to a bad team, you would see he would have zero impact. No impact whatsoever. If he were to go to a good team, is a good team willing to give up any kind of asset for Draymond Green? A player who's clearly on decline and is super volatile, even on a team that he's been with for 15 years, with players and coaches who he seemingly respects, and you think you're going to be able to control him on a different team? Draymond Green has no value to any team outside of the Golden State Warriors. He would be nothing on any of those teams. He's not a scorer, can't create on his own. And as far as, you know, impacting a team, like, Draymond Green's not the kind of player where he can make a good team great at this point in his career anymore, or a bad team good. I don't think he's that guy anymore. He fills a very specific role to this Warrior team, and it doesn't even help them that much because, oh, I don't know, the Warriors are 10th in the Western Conference, and they've been 10th in the West all season long. He doesn't even have an impact on the Warriors anymore. If they were to try and trade Draymond Green this offseason, I think there would be no takers. I think he has zero value across the league now. He's not going anywhere. And I don't think he's had any real value for a couple years, to be honest with you. So Seth Greenberg could say there, it's time to move on from Draymond Green. Hey, the Warriors can believe, Mike Dunleavy Jr. can believe it's time to move on from Draymond Green. The only moving on is cutting him, buying him out. There is no trading Draymond Green. He has no value in the NBA today. None. All right, enough about Draymond Green. I can't do it anymore. It makes me nuts. All right. So anyway, you know what doesn't make me nuts? Getting the best deal on a brand new car. That's right. If you're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0 right now, I want to make sure you get the best deals as well anytime you're thinking about treating yourself to a brand new ride, because I send you to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you could take advantage of incredible offers, all new Subarus that are in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. Whatever you're looking for, an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles, they come with a lifetime warranty, so you know that you're covered. Look, whether you want a relaxed indoor car shopping experience or you want to just have your current vehicle serviced, you're going to be treated like royalty at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Did you know they service all makes and models? So whatever you're driving right now, you could get serviced with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru promises to provide their customers an exceptional experience. It's that brand new state-of-the-art facility off North Andrews Avenue. You can see it on off I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. Take advantage of incredible offers right now. You still got Subaru's A Lot to Love event. It's going on through Monday, April 1st, so make sure you take advantage this weekend. NFLSubaru.com. Right now, you can check out the entire inventory. NFLSubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. And of course, I also love getting that great sleep. You guys know that. And that's why I want to pass along to you a special offer at Sheets and Giggles. If you're tired of those bed sheets that you've had for years, it's time to step your game up. Go to SheetsGiggles.com. You're going to get the softest, coolest, most breathable bed sheets you've ever slept on. And if this is your first time going to SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code ZASLOW, ZASLOW, 20% off your first order. That's right. You get all the bed sheets, the blankets, the pillowcases, the fitted sheet. Maybe you want a new comforter like I got. I sleep on a eucalyptus pillow. You can get yourself a eucalyptus mattress. That's right. Made from the wood of eucalyptus trees, but environmentally friendly and still helping you get the best sleep of your life. Go to SheetsGiggles.com. Use promo code ZASLOW, 20% off your first order. And then every other time you visit SheetsGiggles.com, you're going to take advantage of all the other promos and sale offers that my man Colin, founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, has offering you all the time. You're seeing all kinds of great deals. But your very first time, make sure you take advantage of 20% off. Go to SheetsGiggles.com. Use promo code ZASLOW, SheetsGiggles.com. All right. So, we've got Sweet 16 tonight. You got the Panthers. Panthers lost the Islanders last night 3-2. They did clinch a playoff spot. So, they lose last night to the Islanders 3-2. Sucks now because they've lost 6 of their last 7 games. I mean, think about that. The Panthers, who we know have been rolling for the majority of the season, have lost 6 of their last 7 games. They are second in the Atlantic, just 2 points back of number one Boston, and the Panthers do have a game in hand, so that's good. They're also 6 up on number 3 Toronto. Toronto's not going to catch them. So, 2 back of Boston. You would like to finish first overall. Okay, fine. They're now 5 back of the Rangers. That's going to be tough. 9 to play. But just 2 points back with a game in hand of Boston. Here's the thing. Yes, they've lost 6 of 7. Sucks. And next up for them is tomorrow afternoon against Detroit. But I do believe that, and Paul Maurice mentioned this, I think, before the game yesterday, that you can't make up adversity. And what he means by that is, last year, the team, they needed a 6-game win streak at the end of the season just to qualify for the playoffs. And needed a miracle Penguins loss to the Blackhawks, a gift just to qualify for the postseason. And then we see the run that they went on. So they needed to play essentially playoff-type games to end the season just to qualify for the postseason. Now, I do believe going through some adversity before the postseason is a good thing, because last year they went through a ton of adversity all throughout the season and had to win like do or die style games at the very end of the year just to qualify. That got them ready for the postseason. Now compare that to 2022 when they won the President's Trophy and cruised into the postseason and the number one overall seed. And then they struggled somewhat in the first round against Washington, and then got their shit kicked in the second round, getting swept by the Tampa Bay Lightning. That team didn't see any adversity until the postseason, and they almost didn't make it out of the first round. So compare 2022 to 2023. I like having to go into the postseason with a bit of a challenge, with a little bit of adversity. And now maybe having lost 6 out of 7 at this point with 9 to play, this team knows, hey, we got to get our shit together, because not only do we want the number one spot in the Atlantic Division, but we need to get back to playing great hockey going into the playoffs, or we're going to lose early on. We're not going to be able to even get to defend our Eastern Conference Championship and try and win the Stanley Cup. So I do believe a little bit of adversity for this team could wind up being a good thing, and that's what we're seeing right now. Now, they lose last night, but they did clinch a playoff appearance for the 5th consecutive year. Now, I think it's really the 4th consecutive year, because in 2020, it was the COVID year. They allowed, I think, 12 teams in each conference. That's kind of bullshit, but officially, fifth consecutive year in the postseason. This is a hell of an accomplishment for this franchise, which is now finally in a place where playoff appearances are the norm, the bare minimum. The Stanley Cup is the goal. This team, it was a miracle if they would make the postseason. Now we're talking five straight years in the playoffs. This is a big-time accomplishment for this franchise. Hell, they went at one point from the year 2000 to 2012. They went 12 straight years without a playoff appearance. Then it took them another 4 years, 2016, to get back to the playoffs. Then another 4 years to 2020 in the COVID year to get back to the playoffs. And now they have made the postseason five consecutive years. This is a big deal for this franchise. If we're to do a big deal or not a big deal, this would be a big deal. This would be an easy one. And it's a big deal for the Panther fan base, who now should be expecting the bare minimum every year, and that's to make the postseason and play for the Stanley Cup. The goal now is to win the Stanley Cup. So even though they've lost 6 out of 7 and they lost last night, it's not like they backed into the playoffs. This team is awesome. They deserve it. And they've shown you they are a big-time franchise now over the last years. A destination franchise, if you will, over the last few years. I mean, you guys know how I'm going to enjoy the Panther game tonight. Well, tomorrow afternoon, right? Tonight's the Heat game. The Heat are playing Portland. Tomorrow afternoon, Panthers, Red Wings. If I don't go to the Panther game, which I might, I'm a game-time decision. Haven't been to a Panther game in a while. I'm going to enjoy the Heat game, though, tonight with an ice-cold Johnny Cuba in my hand. You guys know that Johnny Cuba, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0, European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. You know what I'm talking about. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba for yourself. Stock up your fridge with a beer of choice, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. Make sure you always drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. Everybody calm down. I think you know what time it is. It's Friday. And you're saying to yourself, Zaslow, I gotta know. I gotta work my schedule around it for the weekend. You gotta tell me, Zaslow. Is it a big game? Or is it not a big game? Big game or not a big game? Every Friday we let you know what you gotta be paying attention to. And we got a lot on the plate. So buckle up, everybody. Here we go. Tonight, 7:09 p.m. CBS. Number 11 seed. This year's Cinderella, the ACC tournament champion, North Carolina State Wolfpack against the number 2 seed Marquette Golden Eagles. That's right. The only double-digit seed remaining, the only double-digit seed to make the Sweet 16 is NC State. They won 5 in a row in the ACC tournament, and now they're looking to make it 8 straight overall. Can they knock off number 2 seed Marquette? NC State, Marquette, Sweet 16, that's a big game. That's a big game, it is. All right, tonight, 7:10 p.m., so 1 minute later, Bally Sports Florida, the Pittsburgh Pirates at your Miami Marlins. The Marlins, they lost their opener last night in 12 innings, 6-5 to the Pirates. Luis Arraez, 0-6. Jesus Luzardo, 5 innings, gave up 2 runs, did an excellent job, but the Marlins, they blow it, they lose in extra innings. Ceesay Sanchez gave up the game-tying home run, I think it was in the 8th inning. Tonight, they have AJ Puck on the mound. He has now been converted to a starter this year. Pirates at Marlins? Not a big game. No, it's not a big game. Maybe we'll get to a place where Marlins games are big. It's not a big game. Tonight, 7:39. If you tune at 7:38, you're too early. 7:39 p.m. TBS. Number 5 seed Gonzaga versus number 1 Purdue Boilermakers. So last year, Purdue, they lost in the first round. Can they become the 2nd number 1 seed to lose to a 16 and then return the next year and win the championship? Well, it's only been done one time before. Can Gonzaga knock off the 2nd number 1 seed of the tournament after, of course, North Carolina lost yesterday? Gonzaga versus Purdue, Sweet 16, that's a big game. Big game or not a big game, tonight, 8 p.m., Fox, WWE SmackDown. What's going to be the fallout from Rock, the final boss, making Cody Rhodes bleed his own blood this past Monday night on Raw? Will Rock be on SmackDown? Will the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns be on SmackDown? You know who is going to be making her SmackDown debut? Jade Cargill. I love Jade Cargill. I think she's a massive star. She is making her SmackDown debut tonight. That's enough for me. WWE SmackDown, that's a big game. Big game or not a big game. Tonight as well, 8 p.m. Bally Sports Sun, the Portland Trailblazers at your Miami Heat. Will that cockroach general manager Joe Cronin show his face here in Miami? You better not. You're not welcome in this city, cockroach. The Heat, they got a couple easy games here. Blazers tonight. They got another one over the weekend. We'll get to that. Let's get back on the winning track. A pitiful performance the other night against the Warriors. Jimmy Butler, he is probable tonight. So is Kevin Love. Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson are both still out. Blazers at Heat. That's a big game. You know it. All right, everybody calm down. Also, tonight, there's so much happening tonight. 9:39 p.m. CBS. Number 4, Duke versus number 1, Houston. So, can the Dukies knock off a number 1 seed? Can Houston send all those Duke crybabies home? I mean, all those kids, they think it's their birthright to win every single basketball game. I'm rooting for Houston here tonight. Duke versus Houston, that's a big game. We're still on tonight. 10:09 p.m. TBS. Number 3, Creighton versus number 2, Tennessee. Creighton looking to get that upset against a Volunteer group that has been very good this season. Maybe even a little bit underrated. I don't know. We'll find out tonight. Creighton versus Tennessee. That's a big game. All right, finally, let's move to tomorrow. Saturday, 12:30 p.m. NHL Network. Detroit Red Wings at your Florida Panthers. The Panthers, they want to keep pace with Boston in the Atlantic. They've lost 6 out of 7. You think I need 7 out of 8? You think I need that shit in my life? The Red Wings, they're on life support as far as their playoff hopes. So you know you're going to get a big-time effort out of them. Red Wings at Panthers? That's a big game. Big game or not a big game? Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Apple Plus. NYCFC at Inter Miami. That's right. Now, it was just announced, Leo Messi, he is out for tomorrow night's game. Bad beat for whoever I sold my... You know, I'm an inaugural season ticket holder. Bad beat for whoever I sold my tickets to a couple weeks ago. I made a pretty penny on that one. That's a bad beat for you. I'm sorry, I don't know what else to tell you. So NYCFC at Inter Miami. Messi, he never plays anymore. Not a big game. It's not a big game. And finally, Sunday, 6 p.m., Bally Sports Sun, your Miami Heat at the Washington Wizards. You know what? The Wizards, a couple weeks ago, they embarrassed the Heat. They won in Miami. That's a disgrace. Well, the Heat, let's make sure you get a little measure of payback here. So Sunday, Heat at Wizards. That's a big game. Yeah, you didn't know what direction I was going to go in there. That's a big game. And we got a lot on the slate this weekend. And that right there is another edition of Big Game or Not a Big Game. Wow. All right, how about that? A lot happening here. Whew. Everybody calm down. It's a good opportunity for me to tell you guys, you know, the housing market is crazy here in South Florida. And if you're thinking about getting a new home, if you're looking for your dream home anywhere here in South Florida, I need you to go to someone who's going to make the process simple, who's going to make sure you get the best deal, and you leave with the perfect home for your family. Someone who's going to make the process smooth and painless. And I'm talking about your trusted real estate broker, Matthew H. Mashler and Signature Real Estate Finder. That's right. You're looking for that dream home in any part of South Florida. Look no further. Call Matthew H. Mashler today. 561-208-3334. Matthew, he's going to help you find the home that's perfect for you and your family. Maybe you're just looking to offload one of your properties. Maybe it's time for you to sell. RealEstateFinder.com. Maybe you're already in the business. Do you want to join a winning team? That's right. If you're ready to take your career, your real estate career, to the next level, you could join the Signature team. The Signature Real Estate Companies are South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in the entire state of Florida. So, whether you're looking to buy your dream home, whether you just want to sell one of your properties, or if you're looking to join the best in the business, contact Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. All right. So here's what we got for you now. I already told you guys what the big games are and what the not big games are. Now, maybe you'd be saying to yourself, Zaslo, I gotta spend some time with my family. Maybe I could mix in a movie. Can you tell me? There's so many options out there. Is it a big movie? Or is it not a big movie? Big movie or not a big movie? Here's what we got for you. All right, first up, this is not a movie, all right? This is a series. It is on Netflix. It is called Three Body Problem. That's right. Season one is available now. It stars Jess Hong, Liam Cunningham, Isa Gonzalez, Benedict Wong. And like I said, it's available now on Netflix. Here's what it's about. A fateful decision in 1960s China echoes across space and time to a group of scientists in the present, forcing them to face humanity's greatest threat. Very mysterious. Rotten Tomatoes media score, 77%. Rotten Tomatoes audience score, 82%. This is kind of time travel. It's just, you know, I love time travel. So, Three Body Problem, I'm going big movie. Big movie or not a big movie? This is called In the Land of Saints and Sinners. It is out now in theaters. It is rated R. It's got language throughout and violence. It's a mystery slash thriller. It stars Liam Neeson. That's all you need to know. Here's what it's about. Ireland, 1970s. Eager to leave his dark past behind, Finbar Murphy leads a quiet life in a remote coastal town of Glen Coalmill, far from the political violence that grips the rest of the country, when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, led by a ruthless woman named Doreen. He is drawn into an increasingly vicious game of cat and mouse forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. Rotten Tomatoes media score, 79%. No audience score yet. In the land of saints and sinners, that's a big movie. You can't go wrong with Liam Neeson. I got one more for you here. This one is called Godzilla and Kong, the New Empire. It is out in theaters today. It is rated PG-13. It's got creature violence and action. It is a sci-fi action movie. It stars Rebecca Hall and Brian Tyree Henry. Here's what it's about. The latest entry in the MonsterVerse franchise follows up the explosive showdown of Godzilla vs. Kong with an all-new cinematic adventure, pitting the almighty Kong and the fearsome Godzilla against a colossal undiscovered threat within our world, challenging their very existence. And our own, in this epic new film that will delve further into the history of these titans, their origins, and the mysteries of Skull Island and beyond, while uncovering the mythic battle that helped forge these extraordinary beings and tied them to humankind forever. Rotten Tomatoes media score, 54%, so they're telling you it's just above average. Rotten Tomatoes audience score, 92%. I can tell you, it's pretty likely I'm going to see that this weekend. My younger son loves Godzilla and Kong. So Godzilla, Kong, the New Empire, that's a big movie. And that right there is another edition. A big movie or not a big movie. Yes. All right. Friday, y'all. Friday, we did it, everybody. By the way, tonight, I'm on ESPN Radio. I'm hosting Game Night. So make sure you tune in 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. ESPN Radio app on ESPN Radio on Sirius XM Channel 80 or locally on ESPN FM 106.3 in West Palm. So I hope you guys hang out with me tonight. Again, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. I am hosting Game Night. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear, where you get all the big deals. And right now, my man Brett, who runs Caneswear, he told me he's crazy. He's extended their Spring Break 24 sale. That's right. They've extended it through the end of the month to March 31st. You still have a few more days this weekend to save 24% or more on over 2,000 items. All Miami Hurricanes apparel and headwear. All Miami Dolphins apparel and headwear. Plus, you got amazing March deals going on. But you could save 24% on or more on all of those items. They've extended the Spring Break 24 sale. You can go online right now and check it out, caneswear.com, or go to 2655 South University Drive. You just go in person, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Caneswear, it's more than a store, it's an experience. Take advantage right now of the Caneswear Spring Break 24 sale. 24% or more off on all Miami Hurricanes, all Miami Dolphins gear. Caneswear is the spot, South Florida sports fan shop, where you get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal. So, Jay Williams, we already told you, he dropped that bomb that high up NBA execs and officials, they're texting him and questioning Steph Curry's leadership. I don't buy it. And here's Jay Williams, essentially explaining himself a little bit more this morning.
So yesterday on First, they mentioned that I have been getting texts from people that I value their opinions. And these people were questioning the leadership of Steph Curry. I do not question the leadership of Steph Curry. I have heard countless things about the interventions that have occurred inside that locker room. So once again, these were people and their texts around that. Now, there is culpability from the franchise, right, for enabling this type of behavior. But to me, when I saw Steph yesterday, that was somebody who was tapped out. So for anybody that says, you know what, Steph, get in there. Grab him away from that situation. Get Draymond Green out of his own way. At some point, people, Steph Curry is tired as hell of saving Draymond Green from Draymond Green. He just wants to play basketball. He just wants to make the playoffs. He just wants to hoop. And if you can't get yourself out of your own way, if you can't be mentally mature enough, right, to not be the victim, to actually be the proactive person that says, you know what, I'm not going to engage in this. There's a point where Steph Curry, one of the top 10 greatest players to ever live, is going to say, you know what? It is what it is. I'm done with this. I can't help you anymore. I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm going not a big deal. I already told you, I think it's unfair to question Steph's leadership. I like that it's being questioned because it makes Draymond look even worse. I think the situation would be so much worse in Golden State if not for Steph Curry's leadership. You're dealing with a maniac in Draymond Green, so I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So how about last night after Alabama gets the upset victory over UNC, head coach Nate Oates, post-game, clapping back at Charles Barkley.
The effort. How about this response?
That was great. I mean, Grant stepped up. We were able to guard Baycott a little better one-on-one. You know, Charles Barkley called us frail. I don't think he was frail tonight. He showed up tonight. But yeah, they stepped up big in the second half.
I'm going not a big deal. That's fun stuff. I like that he did that right there. Barkley could take it. He's a big boy. I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So here's Gilbert Arenas. He was on Shannon Sharpe's podcast. What's that called? Club Shay Shay? And here's Gilbert Arenas. You know, if we were to get to a potential, it would have to happen in either in the Final Four or the championship game, a potential in the women's basketball Iowa-USC matchup, Caitlin Clark versus Juju Watkins. Here's Gilbert Arenas on what would happen if they went against each other.
If Juju was allowed to come out in a draft, Fever will be, they will regret that they took Caitlin Clark number one. Caitlin is great.
Yeah.
She's not Juju. If they match up in a tournament, 1,000% Juju is going to pick her up full court.
You look at the way she's built, and you look at the way Caitlin Clark is built. I mean, she can take contact. She can play through contact. She has an adult body as a 18-year-old.
She's super athletic. She will pick her up full court. They're going to have to set a whole bunch of screens to get Juju off her. And if she ever tries to guard Juju, it's lunch meat.
Yeah, I'm going not a big deal because you know what? I think I agree. You know, Juju Watkins is significantly bigger than Caitlin Clark. So I think I agree. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, Christian Laettner was on Greeny yesterday. And he is down on the current state of college basketball.
They got to take out the NIL. They got to wipe that out. They got to change the transfer portal. I know everyone's saying the horse is out of the barn and you can't take stuff back, but how can you establish any type of culture at a school when you're getting new kids every year? That would mean every year was like my freshman year at Duke, and you're so much better your third, your fourth year when you're under one system, one program, one coach, one specifically defined culture that you, the way you want to play offense, the way you want to play defense. I don't know how the coaches do it in today's game, and that's why some of the better ones are starting to quit. The coach at Villanova, he never should have quit.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Saban thinking about quitting, or he already quit. I mean, it's so bad to see some of these great, great coaches stop coaching, and it's because of the NIL. It's because of the transfer portal. I think I saw something with Nick Saban where he said the first thing a kid says to him and a recruit says to him is, how much money are you going to get me? I mean, it's just horrible.
Yeah, I'm going not a big deal, not because I don't believe that what he's saying is valid, but because nothing's going to happen. Like, nothing's going to change. This, I'm not going to say that, you know, they've opened Pandora's box, but I don't think at this point that they could stop any of this. So I'm going not a big deal. And that right there is another edition. A big deal or not a big deal. Brought to us by Caneswear, where, of course, all of South Florida sports fans shop. Whatever you're looking for, not just Miami Hurricanes gear, all of your favorite South Florida sports teams. And if you go through the weekend, they've extended their Spring Break 24 sale through the end of the weekend. Save 24% or more on all your Miami Hurricanes and all your Miami Dolphins gear. Check it out now at caneswear.com and get all of the big deals. Yes! All right, we did it, everybody. Action-packed weekend. We're all ready for it now. Make sure you listen to me tonight on ESPN Radio hosting Game Night. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. We'll talk to you on Monday. Hope everyone has a nice Easter weekend. on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.